Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to Talk About with Rez and Andy, live every Monday at 3 p.m. I'm your host, Linda Rez, and I'm here with my co-host and great friend, Janie Andy Anderson. Have one of our other previous guests on the line, Louis Flores III, the owner of 1899 House, what had been coined, and we coined it as well, as the first bed and bud. Yes. Welcome to the show, Louis.
Oh, welcome. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Welcome, Louis.
The time, Louis, you said they had also called you the Ganja Premier. Premier? What was that?
They call me the Ganja Preneur.
Preneur, yes.
So 1 year, and we survived. We are still alive in Washington State.
Yeah, not only are we alive, we are thriving.
Yeah, and so tell us about that. You were one of the first bed and buds, or if not the first bed and bud. How has that gone this year?
I mean, at first it was a little backlash, of course, and I expected that anyways, but. You know, we came out openly last July as a bud and friendly bed and breakfast, you know, for people to come and recreate or Medicaid, whatever their thing is, and quite, you know, with full transparency and very open. We have we put aside a designated smoking area, which is private on the outside of the facilities. People can come there and enjoy the tranquil waters of the fountain and just a peaceful atmosphere. And they can feel safe and to partake there, as you may.
And have they been doing that? I mean, is that what's been going on?
We've had a good dozen people since last year just come and, you know, just stay for a staycation. And it's really funny because one of our first 420 guest was actually a Canadian couple that basically she uses it to control her seizures, and so that's kind of what it started at all. It's like, well, I didn't know if you can actually come in and smoke. I mean, I don't care, but, you know, maybe the liquor control board does, or the health department. And so, you know, it was a process just to get their information. And basically says, well, if you treat it as a, you know, if you treat it as a private space, their private space, it's not exposed to the public, you treat it just like cigarette smoking, you know, you can't be 25 feet from an open door, window, or exits or entrances, not exposed to the public, as I mentioned, and, you know, that's fine. So we took care of all those parameters, and we were able to provide a space for these individuals.
Okay.
Well, Louis, from the interview that I had with you 1 year ago, I was fortunate enough to tour this beautiful house. Would you tell us some of the changes from a year ago and just tell about the history of this wonderful house?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Well, the start in the beginning, it started in 1899, hence the name 1899 House. The 1899 house was built for the 10th mayor of Spokane. He was a one-term mayor, served from 1893 to 1894. He built the property for his wife and their five children. And when they built the place, they lived there till about 1915. And then the in-law and their daughter lived in the property as well. So I bought the place in 2002, and the reason I bought it was just to create a bed and breakfast out of it. You know, I thought the location was great, close to downtown. It was a walking neighborhood, lots of historic buildings around as well. And as a per capita, I think Spokane is one of the most densely cities with all these historic buildings. And recently, Brown's Addition is the neighborhood that we live in, has also been voted the top 10 neighborhood in the country. So, I mean, wow. There's a lot in that neighborhood. just being in the neighborhood, let her know having a budding practice in there. But we've been having, Jillian and I have had a, fun restoring this. It's definitely an act of stewardship that we've taken on this role. We are on the historic registry, both national and local. The property is, it's constantly going through renovations and updating. One of the first things we did, of course, was to update the infrastructure, new roofing. It is, built in 1899, but this house has central air conditioning and heat. It's very, it's got modern conveniences that you would not expect in this old house.
I'm moving in with you guys.
Yeah. Well, you can. It's a bed and bed. This question, it's kind of what I asked Justin, our guest, before you, which is people's reaction, because when this came out in our paper and I think maybe even all over nationally, it was on our show too last year, about you being a bed and bed owner, a lot of people found out about it, and it was a novel idea. That was just the beginning of when all this was legalized. So what has been the reaction to you with your peers and your neighbors and parents, family, just everybody?
My parents, it's funny because my parents are in South Florida, and the doctor just told my father, said, maybe you should take some marijuana. He's like, for his eye surgery. And it's like, wow, that's really out there. That's really out there. Just so you know that, I also own a bed and breakfast here in Washington. And he just thought that was just the coolest idea. It's like, wow. Well, if you don't do it, somebody else will, I'm sure.
Exactly.
And, there have been people behind me, obviously, that say, hey, if they can do it, we can do it. This is not something that can be monopolized. I mean, it's the beauty of the state that the way they structured it with the recreational, with the medicinal, with the medical, it is the evergreen state. And notice is a lot of tourism all of a sudden. I mean, this is just another tourism niche that we have here in Spokane and that we don't have, say, in Missoula, which is 3 hours away.
That's
so
a good
point. Visitors from Canada. We have visitors from Missoula. We have visitors from Idaho, just across the state and just right next door in the country there.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any idea on the next states that are going to follow suit with legalization of marijuana?
Well, I know, Oregon already passed a law. I think they come live here in July. There's a lot of people saying, because there's a lot of states that already have medicinal marijuana and allow it. So, I mean, that's basically the first step. If you're allowing medicinal, the next step is retail. Or a combination of, when the revenue dollars are, you can't deny the revenue dollars, especially from Colorado. They're just raking in millions and millions, bringing in this tax revenue, and so the states see that income. It's like, wow, we want some of that pie as well. Mm-hmm. So I definitely see this happening more and more and more states. Idaho has talked about it, but it's a very conservative state. I'd be surprised if they're not the last state to actually get this.
Mm-hmm. So you're part of Kush Tourism. Can you tell us about that?
It was a nice partnership. When I started talking to Kush shortly after it was open, and I said, hey, if you guys want to do some tours here in the Spokane area, I want to be interested in participating as well. I started advertising with Kush Tourism as well, and it was a nice outlet for people to go to, to see what is available. Not only is there a place to stay, there's places to tour, there's live grow operations that they can visit, glass blowing demonstrations as well. I mean, it's just another way to showcase the tourism. Art classes, here you go. You get high and start, be creative. What an honest idea.
So now, Louis, so Kush Tours, it is marijuana focused?
It's definitely marijuana focused. And,
okay.
You know, they focus on the education, you know, not just the recreation part of it, but also the education part of it. You know, where you can take these interactive tours and talk about the different strains of cannabis and what each strain, you know, does to people. You know, if it's more of an indigo or sativa blend, they talk about the differences. You know, does this one bring you up? Does this one bring you down? You know, I like the ones that you partake in, and then you look out there and work. You know, start doing physical stuff. So it's like those things with Kushtourism are always fun, because you just hear the science of it, the clinical parts of it. You know, not just like, hey, let's get stoned. But it's like, this is why. You know, it's the why. And so with Kushtourism, they what they did is they put a professional tourism spin on the whole industry.
So it's like the wine industry, and that's what they are comparing it to in the Seattle Times piece. It's like taking a wine tour through the vineyards and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. It's exactly like that. And a lot of people are interested in the wines and how they make and how it's created. Mm-hmm. You know, do those women really stomp on those grapes? And then it's like, well, you have the equivalent. You have people that actually are bud tenders. You know, they basically take the bud apart. They, you know, they make it look all pretty.
That's a great job.
I hear that's a great job too.
I want
it. I didn't say it again. So they take
they
the bud apart. And they do what?
Yeah, it's called the bud tender. So let me say the think about the jobs that cannabis has created alone. You know, with not only the bud tenders, but you know, everything, growing operations, retail operations. You know, that's just throwing a lot of jobs into the economy as well.
Mm. Well, it's a budding industry.
It's definitely a budding industry. I mean, you can't make yourself up.
No puns.
No. Well, it's interesting to do this 1 year later, because what I've noticed in all of this is how normal everything is. Nothing has really changed here in Washington State. It's the exact same. And everybody had these dire predictions, but none of them have come true. It's just like nothing happened, except for it's changing and it's creating jobs. It's doing lots of positive, but none of the negatives.
I don't see a whole lot of negative now. I have talked to law enforcement, because you know we're friends with them as well, and you know, they said they've gotten more DUI arrests. I was like, okay, well, if you're not responsible enough to do this and dumb enough to be stoned and driving,
exactly,
act like you're stoned and driving, then you deserve to be pulled over for a DUI. Now, when I had a set of guests, and they were very interesting, because these set of guests haven't smoked marijuana in over 20 years. And they came to get away from their teenage kids and relax, and like, which I think is funny in itself. And so they're there, and they go to the retail store. They go to the Sativa Sisters here in Spokane. They go to the retail store. They come back, and they show me the packaging. And I was like, wow, that's, you know, very impressive. You know, gives me everything I need to know about that strain of marijuana. And, you know, and they were like, they bought paraphernalia. They bought pipe. They bought everything. And she was hesitant to do it. I was like, you know, you guys just relax. Take your time. Don't drive. Walk around. It's like, so I checked back on them like 3 hours later. And like, yeah, they're just fine. It's like, well, I don't know what the big deal is.
No, but you know, the thing with the DUI issue is that I think a lot of people who hadn't smoked it before or anything, they didn't know what, because it's not like drinking. You kind of have an idea. I can have one and be able to drive, or I can have zero and be able to drive.
Well, when I spoke to one police officer, he said, like, he pulled this guy over, right? He's driving, he's just swerving a little bit. We pulled him over. The car just reeked of marijuana. And it was obviously that he had just smoked. It was just so obvious. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So he gets charged with a DUI. And And it's like, rightfully so. Again, don't be stupid.
Right. Well, in the past, that person, he was probably arrested for DUI, but in the past, you could be arrested just for that, not even driving, having paraphernalia or, possession. So much.
No, he wasn't arrested for any of that. He was just arrested for driving stoned.
Right. But that's been going on for a long time. But you said that they said it's increased.
Yeah,
the police are saying it's increased.
Yeah, they see more of it. And, think back back when Prohibition was ended, back in, I think it was 33, when they ratified the 21st Amendment. I mean, people still looked at alcohol as, it's just a bad thing. It's just a bad thing. It's immoral and blah, 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 blah. And here we are, fast forward, it's like nothing. We don't think nothing about somebody who drinks wine or beer. We don't think anything about it. And I'm thinking, hey, many years from now, in the not too distant future, we're not even going to think about this. We're going to laugh about this. That's what we're going to be doing.
You're right on.
You're right. Well, Louis, it's been fun talking to you again, catching up with you. It's a brave new world that we've launched into, and you're on the forefront of it. You got right out there and captured all of our attention, our imaginations, and made us start thinking of all the fun things we could do with this new law. And certainly, we're all doing pretty good. So you're later. How are you doing, Louis? Doing good?
I'm doing great. I actually, we decided to put up a little package together. Okay, so it's the Bed and Breakfast Recreate package. You stay two nights at the Bed and Breakfast. You get $50 gift certificate at the Sativa Sisters retail store. And you can even go float the river on wild rivers rafting, or you can float it, or if you want, go play golf at the Fairways Golf Course. I would say go to the 1899house.com, and also visit Spokane. We have different our website, our different packages, and you can always call and ask about them. But the 1899house.com, take the virtual tour, check it out the inside. Here are testimonials. It really is a fun place to go.
It's a beautiful home. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, I like the way you're combining it with, you got the local marijuana seller, and you've also got the natural parks and resources. We have beautiful rivers here and lots of beautiful parks, more parks and golf courses than any other city probably. And so you're combining all those things with the best about our area.
It's like if a set of visitors want to come to Spokane and try this, that's one outlet, and it's a nice package, and it definitely showcases the positive attributes of the city as well.
Nice. So they just go to 1899house.com to find you.
You got it.
All right. Well, Louis, you have a great day. Thank you so much for stopping by and enlightening us.
You're the best, Louis.
Good luck with all these things, all these great things you have going.
Louis, thank you.
Thank you, James. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us today on Talk About with Rez and Andy, live every Monday at 3 p.m. Please join us next week for another great show. And please call in and share your thoughts and opinions. Also, look for us and like us on Facebook and Twitter, and follow our show page on BTR.